Welcome, our precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. In most of the program shows, we are bringing a focus to the rays, and as I have mentioned before, currently through the new moon and full moon energies, both my network and that of Children of the Sun are bringing through new understandings on the cosmic rays and the divine dispensations offered through these six glorious rays. Many of our listeners may be more familiar with the first seven rays or the first 12 rays, although I work with an energy system of the 12 rays and the 6 cosmic rays. The rays themselves can be described as vibrational frequencies of divine unfolding light, spiraling forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and bringing with them particular qualities, sonic vibrations, and stellar frequencies that have been integrated within our hologram, energy field, and body at this time. And it is a blessing to have the rays here, collectively starting to experience more and more the higher aspects to each ray, truly assisting us in this ascension process. Another focus I have with the rays is the Ascended Master Extrasensory Perception Series, which is hosted twice monthly via teleseminar. And what I wanted to share with you was one of the Ascended Master gifts, that of intuition, working with the focus of the rays, and in particular, the second ray of love wisdom. We are all stepping into a deeper level of self-mastery, and to have the skills and gifts to take us into these experiences on a more conscious level, which will greatly assist us from both a personal and planetary perspective. So what I'm going to do is go right into this experience now, giving you a sense of working with the rays and our many Ascended Master gifts, or I Am gifts. I particularly chose this visualization as the gift of intuition is one that we are all able to easily embrace simply by following the guidance and direction of our higher light, our higher self of the light, and Christed over self of the light, also known as our I Am presence. Good, let us begin. In this Ascended Master visualization, we're going to work with this energy of the second ray as it is related to the energy of the heart and the archetype of the magical innocent child. The skill that we will develop is that of intuition. Intuition flows naturally when you are connected to all aspects of your higher light, as your higher self of the light and Christed over self of the light, or mighty I Am presence. When you allow yourself to be connected through the overlighting of your higher light and the company of heaven, life flows through a focus of co-creativity to the company of heaven and all the beings of light from on high. Get yourself comfortably relaxed now, breathing deep into the body, perhaps sitting in a chair or lying down with a cushion under your knees. Whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable and relaxed, as you focus now for a moment on your breathing, breathing deep into the body, expanding the lower abdomen as you breathe in, contracting the lower abdomen as you breathe out. Just finding this perfect balance within yourself. And now just call upon the energy of your higher light. As your higher self of the light and Christ is over self of the light, your mighty I Am presence. Just feel this energy connection to the highest aspects of who you are as this magical being of light. Feel this incredible love, this unconditional love, pouring forth through the overlighting of your higher light. Feel the heart chakra activated, the essence of unconditional love, through this connection to your I Am presence. And now you call in the company of heaven, all the beings of light you personally acknowledge, and that wish to join you in the sacred space through the overlighting of your higher light and Mother, Father, God. You are now taken in an external Merkaba vehicle of light, a wonderful light vehicle of travel into the ascension seat of the second ray of love wisdom, overlighted by the co-creative council of 12, holding the energy of the second ray. As you find yourself in this ascension seat now, overlighted by your master guides and your I Am presence, you feel this activation through the heart chakra, feeling this deep sense of coming into love and harmony and peace and balance within yourself. As you receive this energy now, wrapped in this beautiful blue frame, flame of love, just embrace yourself in self-love, self-nurturing, and self-appreciation. And now, just let go of any hurts or disappointments, the disillusionments you may have. Just release it at a cellular level as you are surrounded in this vibrant blue flame of love. Wonderful. The key, sweet beings, to the understanding of flowing with your intuition is connecting the heart and the mind through the energy of love. For in the embrace of love, anything is possible. And when you flow in love, you move out of fear, of doubting, of lack of in any area of your life. Intuition gives you the gift of probable reality, which is enhanced through the ascended master skill of precognition, related to the first ray of will and power. And an extension to the energy of intuition is that of empathy. For intuition in this connection to your higher light, your I Am presence, is this guiding force created through following this path of the heart into the cosmic embrace of Mother, Father, God, and offers you a deeper understanding and acceptance of others and their emotional state. To develop your intuition requires you to accept yourself as this being of light, in self-appreciation and self-love. Intuition also requires you to flow gently in the now, no matter the circumstances, no matter what is happening in your environment and self-created reality. Intuition gives you the sense of stillness, the sense of love, allowing you to see the bigger picture. Now, to take you into a deeper level of this flow, this trust and love, connect with the energy of the magical innocent child. The magical innocent child within you is a joyful, loving child that is connected to the energy of all life and to the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Just look through your master eyes in the innocence of the child, through love and joy. Find within yourself this connection to the magical innocent child, that part of you that wishes to be spontaneous and innocent. Allow this creativity, this passion, to be brought into your reality now. Feel yourself grow light-hearted, letting go of perceived stresses, just finding this innocence and this magic and joy in your life in this now. These are qualities brought through by the second ray of love wisdom in their highest aspects. And if there are parts of you that are still experiencing the wounded child, just love and embrace this child. Let this child know how much you love him or her, how much you care about him or her. And now in developing the gift of intuition, of following your path through service in love, of following your heart with the wisdom of the higher mind. You visualize the magical innocent child holding your one hand, and visualize your higher light, your I Am presence, holding the other. For you are supported on all these levels, sweet one. Feel the angelic presence of your I Am presence. And this beautiful, innocent, joyful, and magical child archetype that is you. All these are aspects of yourself brought into being. Hold this now. This energetic focus as you are surrounded in this beautiful blue flame of love. Now focus on what it is you would like to create through this frequency of love. In whatever area of your life you require guidance at this moment. Allow this gift of intuition to guide you and lead you through your I Am presence and the magical innocent child. Your intuition is simply this merging with your higher light. And it will direct you into where you need to head. Where it is you should be going. And direct you in every aspect of your life. As an example, when you meet a person, your intuition will let you know whether there is an energetic resonance or whether you are choosing karmic lessons, perhaps, whether you need to connect or not. Your intuition will guide you to areas for you to further explore in terms of your creativity, whether through music or art or writing or dancing, it matters not. And your intuition will guide you in love to your soul family and friends of the light. And further to this, allow you to develop many of your other ascended master gifts and skills. Just focus now on different areas of your life, bringing them together through the gift of intuition. as you connect with the energy of the magical innocent chant and your I Am presence. Continue to surround yourself in this beautiful blue flame of the second ray of love wisdom. And if there are any areas of uncertainty, find yourself on a magical island if you need to. Fill it with all the people and all the events that you wish to create in your reality. And allow yourself to be guided intuitively into the direction that you need to go, as this magical master beam of love and light. You are in a safe and protected place. Let go and let God. Love and honor yourself and work on this connection with your I Am presence. Feeling this overlighting, this deep merging, this connection to your I Am presence, holding the hands of life. And the archetype of the magical innocent child, holding life through your intuition, through joy, and the sacred flame of divine love. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Good. Just ground yourself into the energy of the earth now. Feel this matrix of light as we connect globally, as we connect energetically through holding the focus as these physical vessels of light. Feel this energetic matrix bringing us together in unity consciousness. And surround yourself in this beautiful blue flame of divine love. Wonderful. I'm going to shortly introduce you to my guest, Vitaly Severov. Vitaly requested to come on the show with me today, and I've offered to give him a little time to share his gifts of reading and writing in the language of light. As we all have our own unique gifts, and felt that this was one that would be great to share with you, our precious listeners. So welcome, Vitaly. Nice to have you join us.
Hi, welcome, Anrita. Very good evening to you.
Thank you, and to you, and for many of our many of our listeners, it's a very good day to them too. So, Vitaly, it's been a wonderful and interesting story to actually hear how you developed into what you would call scrolls of light or the language of light, of being able to firstly receive this information and also then to be able to write it and translate it. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your journey as to how this all came about? And one of the things I think is also important that I'd like to put across to our listeners is, is to recognize we all have these many gifts. And I think it's lovely, Vitaly, for you sharing your story. It just shows us another way of how we're all developing our own unique gifts.
Absolutely, Anrita. Thank you very much. And yes, I also would like to thank all those who came my way and helped me to unravel these gifts and the journey. But Anrita is old, Anrita and all the listeners, it all started in Russia. I was born in Georgia in 1976, back in 1970s, where we had a UFO wave in Russia. It was very, very big, and the interest, the entire focus to ufology was shifted hugely. When I was born a very weak child, and I believe that I was born almost proclaimed dead. And I was brought back home to my parents just to share the last few minutes with me. And my uncle realized somewhere subconsciously somehow that there was something about this boy that I have to do something. And through he put a lot of time in me, and he brought me back to life. When I was 3, as I just could probably remember, when I was 3, I started having these experiences, or more likely visits from another dimensions, from these light beings, and what I call the angelic realm, these extraterrestrial beings from higher dimensions, the androgynous beings who are here to help humanity and to help their own reincarnate members in here on this plane. And these beautiful beings were also involved in healing me on many levels. What they were saying is that because the nature of myself was so angelic in a way, kind of, the body couldn't hold the energy, and they had to do a lot of work on me every night for probably six years. And they used to come at night, and they used to sort of follow this pattern scenario and take me to the places where I couldn't remember. I don't have the conscious memories of those. And they would bring me back, and you know, as if everything was okay, and they would erase all my memories. I wouldn't remember much of it. Then we moved away from Russia when I was 6 to a different part of Russia. We went to Central Asia with my family, and at the age of 11 or 12, I had this great sense of following ufology. So I used to cut the articles from the newspapers, I used to read about the UFOs, I had a massive folder with all the different articles. And then there's kind of, I was left on my own, you know, this is the integration into the society. I was left to just to be myself, you know, to be a boy, to be a teenager and grow, to sort of to a normal kind of life. Then, by 1995, so I was then almost 20. I ended up in London, and in London I fell in love with Irish dancing from Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance. So I took up on Irish dancing, and one day, summer 2005, I went to Blackpool, and we were competing in the Irish Dancing Championship. So I went into the hotel, into my room, and in the afternoon, and I said to myself, I'm going to rest a bit. So I went to bed, and then I woke up, and I was paralyzed, and I had an encounter with this beautiful beam of light just come out of the, you know, from the wall opposite, and it engraved, or rather drawn to the surface of my being, these etheric symbols there, like third-dimensional symbols, and they were floating about 1.5 inches above my skin, all different ones, they were very strange ones. Coincidentally, I was dancing as number 11 at the championships, at that particular championship, and it was 11 symbols that I brought out that particular day when I was at the championship. I couldn't really comprehend why this has happened to me, but there was this inner trusting that this is meant to happen, everything is alright, there's nothing to worry about. A few months down the line, I became very restless, Anrita. I knew that there was something within me that needs to really come out as the search began. And one minute I was you know, doing really well, have my business and so on, but then I just gave up all that. I wasn't interested at all in material. I was looking for other people who had a similar experiences and so on. Then again, kind of synchronized events, something that I guess we write, you know, prior to our birth, I suddenly dropped everything, and then there I was on a flight, and I ended up in Israel. And in Israel, I met a Russian girl who made this beautiful mandala out of this of an old army tent and a furry type kind of material mandala. And she said to me, I believe that you have to really spend time with this mandala. And I said, sure, I do. And then she left me there, and with this mandala, I laid there on the floor on it, and I was looking at this mandala, and I could see the language started to appear, all different symbols, and I could see a very familiar faces from my childhood, these beautiful beings of light. And then I had a calling to get up and walk up to this mandala, and I intuitively placed my right hand on the most inner circle, and I twisted. And then from there, these rows and rows of very strange language started to appear, and it was very sophisticated in terms of how it appeared, and it literally took us about 5 seconds to complete the whole circle, the clockwise circle. And then I removed my hand, and I said, wow, you know, I guess this is what meant to happen. I'm here to make a connection. A few weeks down the line, I was home, and then I had this voice within me. He said, hey, get a pen and start writing. And I said, hey, you know, I never do writings, you know, I'm going to dismiss this one. But then there was this pressure, you know, come on, this is something is really happening. You must get a pen and start writing. And I said, well, okay, I'll give her a go. And I started writing, and page after page, starting from basic zigzags and scribbles, and it went on, and this, and the structure, the formation of the symbols, it became even more complicated, and it all kind of came out in a period of about 3 months. So then, obviously, at the time of writing this language of light, I wasn't sure what I meant. You know, I couldn't comprehend. But on the inner level, on the inner belief, the intuitive level, I knew what I was doing. I was very precise in the grammar. I knew exactly which dot goes there and how the symbol needs to be placed. And which, obviously, what happened is that I had to write with both hands. So, I became very sophisticated in these writings. And what happened is that a few months down the line, once I found myself settled and calm and had no other issues, the wisdom started coming through, the knowledge, you know, this lost knowledge of our own selves. And I was started to be reminded that these symbols are simply the beginning of never-ending life itself. And they're saying that there are many of the light workers around the world are now coming out with these writings. And there are many of you out there who hold these writings, and very important to bring them out through your own intuition. I have now learned from my experiences, Narita, that by simply sharing their existence, and will have a profound effect on those willing to see and listen. Well, they also remind us, the writings, that they hold a necessary combination of frequencies to help us to awaken on many cellular levels, assisting us in healing issues unresolved for many lifetimes. These symbols, those residing on the high planes of existence saying that these symbols is a gift to humanity from above and beyond of within each and every conscious being. And they're saying that there are teachings encoded in these symbols, the lost knowledge of ancient ones, blocks of information, a folder within the folder, and all to come out at the right time for the higher purpose. And of course, when as we move along, Narita, I will share with you what has come through these writings in poetic format, and the basic observation of deeply intertwined nature of earthly life by those residing on high spiritual planes of existence. And here we are, Narita. You know, a few years down the line, the search hasn't ended. It's now be able to take these symbols, this writing, to the right places, and this is why people like yourself and Rita call us to the state, to the radio stations to talk, and all the right audience get triggered. So it's very. I've actually observed that whenever I give such talk, whenever I have this honor to talk to audience, the amongst these people there are those who are actually carrying the next set of symbols, because from my point of view, I only bring one part of the symbol, so the others have to do their own work as well, because they have to realize that they are light workers.
And that's so tell me, very lovely, thank you for sharing that. Do you speak in what I call it language of the light, or you know, I also have the gift of speaking and writing in tongues, as I call it, or the language of light, and it seems very much more. I'd say the closest language I've seen here, which I really don't know much about, is Aramaic. But do you have the gift of also speaking it, or are you just writing and then deciphering
Yes, Anrita, do also, yes, it just comes out, and you know what Anrita is like, when many people, I said, you must trust what comes out. If you suddenly start talking in a gibberish language, you know, in our earthly sort of way of putting it, you must trust it. This it, and it evolves, and it becomes more and more structured as well. So, yes, I do, Anrita.
You do? Okay, let's have some fun. You speak in tongues, and I'll speak in tongues. Kikai, mahalala, echamara hashaka.
Jinada yanuku samena la sopotin in Assyrius, and nekatan and Assyrius, and nekatan and Assyrius.
Amach imahashata, evach imahasha, evrach ima imalasaha.
Kanuti makina, echala pahasono to kimina seteti la lumake, ina chasanu apunu joda na kimina the Assyrius.
Amach imashuch, evrach imahala. Evah imahana satah.
Kmatikana la kutini inaka ato unami edisono o alili vodoni kechitelalan to chiketelalan o makite tijunu potulade.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm. It actually reminds me of many years ago, I met a lovely lady from the States. She came across when I was living in the UK too, strangely enough, because of course that's where you're not based. And she also spoke in tongues, and we used to just have such fun. We would sit and she would speak in tongues, and I would speak in tongues, and we would just be like two playful children. And it was lovely. She came to stay with me for a couple of months. And, of course, all we're doing there, as you're saying, is bringing across these light encodings, because all of this is part of these building blocks of this language of light or angelic languages. And we're integrating it as much as we're integrating the codes, different downloads that are activating the dormant DNA, different frequencies. These are just frequencies of light that are activating us individually and collectively. So, Vitaly, would you do you have a poem or something small that you may like to read to us from some of the your own, you know, kind of translations or perceptions of information received?
Of course, Anrita. It's my great pleasure. And here we go. Confused by earthly understandings, without awareness, we long for peace in cosmic heavens. But something holds us, a voice tells, that something is our life purpose. We said before our very birth, and voice itself is metamorphosis, our highest self with its death. Our highest self holds cosmic heavens within our own flesh and blood. Creator's love our soul enlightens. We are complete, no things to add. If you don't know, self is question. Who gives me joy and gives me night and comfort when I am lonesome? If you don't know who I am, then ask yourself this question. Why warmth of sun and light of moon have blessed my soul to blossom? I thank my God for all I am and all that I've been through, because I found the strength within, and all God said is true.
Wonderful. Vitaly, that's lovely. Thank you very much for sharing. We're now going to look at taking some calls. We have a little bit of time left, so if you'd like to call us, you'd be welcome to. The number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Good. And we seem to have one caller on the line for now, so we'll take that call and we will start with there. So we have Joshua from Pennsylvania. Joshua, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. I was just listening to you too. Talk. Thank you. How do you pronounce? Is it Vitaly?
Well, I say Vitaly. I'm not sure. Okay. Vitaly. How do you say your name?
It's Vitaly.
Okay, Vitaly. Okay. Hi.
Hi,
I was actually going to ask Anrita a question, but after hearing you speak about the language of light, it kind of triggered a experience that I had. That reminds me of what you were talking about, and I started to have kind of like a download happened. It felt like an engine started to kind of rev up, and I saw and felt this these symbols and kind of like everything you were just describing, and it started to come into me, and then I felt like I stopped it from taking place completely. But it did feel like a lot of knowledge was coming in, and I don't know if it was just too much at the time. But I was just wondering if you could tell me how I could kind of go back to that and kind of allow it to come to me so I could contribute the information.
Of course, George.
Sorry, Vasily. I'll just put forward my first impression, and then you're welcome to say something after that. But what I would say, Joshua, firstly is, you know, they would be, on the one side, of course, you could say it's possible that an overload did occur. But the other side, of course, is very common, is the fear that comes up. You know, if you follow your guidance and your intuition and you're in a particular moment in time and particular events happen to you, you're either going to just trust and surrender to it, or you're going to go into sometimes a fear-based reality because you're not sure actually what is happening. So sometimes it's just then that could possibly block, you know, kind of the next level of information. But it will all come again. You know, these are all just experiences. And certainly through your own, I'm finding a lot more with lightworkers now. Individually, we each holding different individual codes, part of our soul contracts that we're bringing through. And as we activate that in our own energy field, so we're starting to create that activation on a collective level as we're coming together as these planetary light workers holding this energetic vibration, and primarily quite a bit through the unity grid of light. So in your own guidance and intuition, just make a deeper connection, I would say, into your I Am presence as much as possible, and just follow that guidance and that intuition, and you will find that whatever experience you need to let into again, it may not be the same as experiencing again what you perceive to be the language of light, but certainly a lot more incredible experiences will occur, certainly for you and certainly for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That makes sense.
Vitaly, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Yes, Anrita, yes. Just a couple of things, Joshua. You know, sometimes when you work with those who perhaps you're not perceiving them yet on a more conscious level, sometimes they won't give you more than you can handle to start with. You know, they will give you as much as you can. Because it's very funny, because when you mention, I've suddenly remembered I had a dream before the actual experience with a beam of light happened, where this beam of light was trying to download something into me, and I was running away for it, and it held me down by the table, trying to do it, but there was the sense of fear for it. And Joshua, if you are ready to receive, and if you are ready to open your mind to a next level, because do realize that once this happens, your life is never going to be the same. So you're going to, I mean, it's going to change for better. But if you're ready, then you have to give them a signal. Say, guys, I am ready. And if this download was completed, and I want you to bring the knowledge I need to know, and then just follow the signs, okay? It's all about following the signs. But yeah, it's very, very, it looks like, Joshua, if that download was completed, then you hold the knowledge, and you just need to ask in what format that knowledge needs to come out, because everyone brings it in a very different way. Sometimes you just have to be in other people's presence, and then on a very subtle level, they will receive the codes of activation. But ask your higher self and ask those who are working with you in what format you want to bring this knowledge forth. Or if you haven't completed the download, are you ready? If you are, then wait for it to happen, basically.
Yeah. Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's good to know that you're there.
Yes. And I'll keep on following you too. And I have a one-on-one session with Anrita in a couple weeks, so I'll talk some more about this then with you.
Lovely. Good.
Okay, thank you both. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Great. I think what's also quite important there that you were saying, and I have to agree too, that sometimes it's actually almost too much You know, you can do too much meditation, you can receive too much information, and you can also be too sensitive as well, energetically. And I think that's also quite important as light workers to realize that we're part of this collective, and we need to get out there, because from my perspective, it's quite easy to go and live in the cave in Himalayas and bless all those incredible masters that became enlightened that way. But when you're in the daily existence and you're going to jobs and you're having kids and partners and relationships and, you know, kind of lots going on a three-dimensional level reality as well as obviously on a multi-dimensional reality, it really is, you know, finding that time and that balance for yourself. And sometimes you can go into the extreme of cutting off or disassociating from what you consider to be the sort of mainstream consciousness or lower three-dimensional, you know, kind of realities and busyness, and move into a place where you actually also become oversensitive. So it's really to, as much as possible, integrate your spirituality into your everyday reality, and doing that in your own way. And I work very much with a protection coning. I call in the Pleiadian Industries of Light, the Christed One, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of the Ascended Ray of Christ, Saint Germain bringing in his violet flame of protection, and Archangel Michael, his shields of light and his sword of truth, and bringing a bubble of light and a grounding cord. And I go out with that in place just to protect myself from frequencies around me, but also looking to integrate as much as possible, getting into the busyness and noise when I have to, taking time out in nature when I can. Good. So we have another caller. We have Hortensia. Hi, Hortensia.
Hi. How are you, Anrita? Nice talking to you.
Yes, you too, my sweet friend.
Hello?
You have a question?
Yes, yes, yes. I do have a question. Actually, a few weeks ago, I spoke to you, and you told me that I was working with somehow I was activated with an Iberian Council of Light, and ever since I had a series of synchronicities that indicate that I have that I'm gonna go to a specific place for a DNA activation with them.
Okay.
And I'm kind of doubting that maybe it's me making this up or yes, in reality I'm being guided to do that.
Well, I don't think it really matters. You know, I kind of say all paths lead to the one path anyway. So, and sometimes it is possible that, you know, when you're starting out in your journey that, you know, it still can sometimes be the imaginings of a fine mind. But often, too, it is the intuition and guidance of your I Am presence. and none of these, there's never any a right way or wrong way. These are all just experiences. And collectively, all these experiences will take you to another place, you know, going for DNA activation. Regardless of whether you brought it up or, you know, from your subconscious mind or, you know, cellular memories, or whether it was divinely guided, I think it's a good idea anyway. So I wouldn't worry where that sometimes where the information comes from or sit in question. Move forward and I'm sure you will have a very, very good experience.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Lots of love. Thank you.
Thanks.
So we have John from Connecticut. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you doing there? I had a question about what I seem as activations, and these are ones that are affecting my eyesight. Now, I was also diagnosed as having stage 4 cancer, and they give me extensive tests on the eyes, but I believe that my it's not really a problem. I believe that it's about my moving into multidimensional nature and opening my spiritual sight. But I would like any input you could give me on this, please.
Well, John, personally, I experienced many years ago when I was starting my spiritual journey as well, very deep activation through the eye chakras, which also happens when the pituitary and pineal glands and hypothalamus glands I've been activated in deeper levels of light. And for myself, what it also caused was a lot of headaches. But in terms of the eye chakras, I couldn't wear sunglasses. I couldn't wear anything on my eyes because they were just so deeply activated. So there are many frequencies of light that actually come through. And It's a great one because it shows that you're actually working to stepping into a deeper level of your multidimensionality. For me, one of the things that came through there is I was quite dyslexic. And within a period of a year or so, very much most of that dyslexia has actually started to disappear. So I would trust, the fact that it is coming from the spiritual dimensions. And in particular, what you can call upon at this stage is the Pleiadian and Syrian psychic surgeons working with nature intelligence. I find a very nice combination is calling upon these Christed ET psychic surgeons and combining them with nature intelligence, with the overnight and deep of healing, with Pan and with your higher light, and allow those that energetic vortex that is created to actually just assist you to gently recalibrate your energy field and body, because sometimes we can also go into overload. We can get, obviously, many of these ascension symptoms, but particularly when the third eye and crown chakra has been activated, the eye chakras, the ears, the jaw, the throat, and so on, it can be very uncomfortable. And, of course, a lot of tension can be experienced along the neck and the shoulders as well, as the cerebral spinal fluid moves up and down through the spine into the brain. So working with that as a core group, they can assist you to adjust your frequency to a point that actually just works for you and you don't go into one on any level, go into overload. And, of course, as you're saying, you have cancer too, and that is also wonderful. They're wonderful beings of light to work with on that level, not only on a physical level, but certainly from an emotional level. Wonderful beings of light to chat to, and I would recommend them.
I see. Okay, so that what you were telling me was that I should consciously work with, like in my meditations, with the Syrian and the Pleiadian surgeons of light?
If you would like, if you feel that's something you may like to try, what I'm suggesting is call in the psychic surgeons that can assist you.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, and I will do that, and I appreciate your assistance.
You're most welcome, John. Thank you for calling. That's a blessing. Thank you. Great. So, how are you feeling, Vasily?
I feel absolutely wonderful. I'm just waiting for an opportunity to share the last final message from above and beyond, if I get the opportunity. But otherwise, I think everything went really well, and just felt that we have brought a bit of a hope for many people out there. And in fact, Anita, it's so important that every single human being out there who is having the experiences or tries that something is different, they must step up their game, simple as that, because this ascension, it's never took place before on this planet, so this is a really big one, and for Mother Earth as well. So if we don't do this for ourselves, let's do this for Mother Earth,
Yes. Well, I think it's all individually, we're just really stepping much more into those Ascended Master skills and gifts that we were expressing, which was one of the reasons I wanted to do this visualization focusing on intuition, because we're all being more deeply guided through our I Am presence, through our higher light, in following our intuition and following the guidance. And it's just to recognize that really we all have these gifts and step out of comparison, step out of lesser than and better than consciousness. Honor who you are, honor the gifts that you bring, and just the magnificence of your own beingness. That's really, really all you've got to do. And focus through that energy of love, wisdom, and you will truly, truly make the difference through service in love. So we've actually coming close to ending the show, Vitaly. So I didn't know if there was there's a last minute message. We wouldn't have time for another poem. But if there's something you may like to say, or if you'd just like to leave a last message with our listeners.
I think the message that I want to leave now, it will wrap up my entire journey. So if I had to live 35 years to deliver this very message, then I can die a very happy man. And this is how it goes. Children of the universe, look no further than behind your closed eyes. Should you find yourself rippling through the confusion of your own consciousness in a search of love, happiness, and freedom of self-expression, when you are on the journey exploring the gift of life, give the Creator what is righteously universal, your true selves, in its own reality, with a real presence of the invisible here, heading on to either dimension. Settling the Creator's death and result of your choices, the choices that made you to embark on the journeys that brought us together and took us apart as we search for never-ending final destination. Give just a minute, and we will see eternity. Call upon the Creator, and we will be taken there. Until then, destroy not what we have been given, for it truly hurts to feel the pain of our own innocence. Let the presence of Mother and Father God within each and every one of you be as clear as our conscious awareness of questioning the answers. Only you know the truth, for I am is the result of your path and my own creation. Your love is my responsibility to expand your horizons through the life I gave you. We are loved with nothing limited, and the blessed be this reference point that brought us together with much love and light, Mother and Father God. And thank you very much to all of you from us here in London.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vitaly. So the focus for next week's show is through the new moon energies and the fifth cosmic ray, the ray of universal service. So please do consider joining us. For more details on our show's radio archives or on the Centered Master Series, visit our website at www.pleiadianlight.net. And for latest YouTube downloads, you go please view the channel at Anrita Melchizedek. So thank you from my heart to your heart, to the cosmic heart of all creation. Blessings in love. Wishing you a magical day.